This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Folks, I don't want to make too much more of this, but this has got to stop. You know what this whole Charlie Kirk thing means this week? What his assassination really means? David Quinn tweeted this, and he nailed it. No prominent conservative in America can now appear in a public place without fear of being shot. That is the blunt truth on the matter. No, it's only going to get worse. Looks like we just had a copycat in Colorado, young male. Killed two of his classmates with a gun. They're saying he was influenced by an extremist group, but they're very confused as to what the extremist group believes. So, you know, they're going to have to investigate and publish a report later when, you know, nobody's paying attention anymore. That means it's a liberal extremist group. And we can already guess what kind of extremist group it is because his dad is a very virulent anti-Trumper online. Picks up a gun. Copycat. This is only going to get worse. It's already spinning out of control. And again, Trump's got to stop this. He's got to stop telling the whole world. If I know where you're going to be and I'm talking about it on the air, that's a problem when you have a Secret Service that can't even stop a gun from walking into Mar-a-Lago. Susan Crabtree writing for Real Clear Politics. Rowdy protesters stood just feet away from Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, screaming, free D.C., free Palestine. Trump is the Hitler of our time. Just feet away. The pro-Hamas far-left Code Pink demonstrators held Palestinian flags and unfurled smaller banners, disrupting Trump and his entourage's arrival for the president's first dining out experience in D.C. restaurant since his second term in January. Trump was captured on video, visibly angry, asking for protesters to be removed from the restaurant. Come on, the president said, waving his hand, and unidentified male voices then heard prodding the protesters. Let's go. They were allowed to stay there for 30 freaking seconds. These are Palestinian protesters. Oh, by the way, White House chief of staff was sitting there. So was Carolyn Leavitt. And top White House aides, Dan Scarvino, Stephen Miller, James Blair, James Brett. They're all just sitting there, I guess, waiting for the bomb to go off. Videos of the protesters shouting at Trump for more than 30 seconds from just steps away before the Secret Service finally leads the group out of the restaurant sparked angry rebukes from MAGA faithful. And again, this is after Trump's like, dude, get him away from me. Folks, if he dies, the movement's done. It's finished. You take out Vance and Trump, guess who runs the country? Mike DeKnife. Mike DeKnife runs the country, and he will insert that knife so fast your head will spin. He was too busy passing the Democrats' budgets. Folks, it's over. They go, we're done. Where the hell is the Secret Service? Far-right activist Laura Loomer demanded in an X.com post. How did they get within inches of Trump? This is insane. Palestinian activists in D.C. go around shooting people. How did this happen? They literally do. They just killed a couple for being Jewish and breathing. By the way, another Democrat murder. Act of violence. He's a hardcore leftist. Newsmax host Todd Starnes also demanded to know how the Secret Service allowed a bunch of pro-Hamas supporters to access the restaurant Trump chose for his first dining out experience and then sit there and scream at him for 30 seconds within feet of him and key members of his cabinet. Not a good look for the Secret Service. Yeah, no, it wasn't. Now, just hours earlier, Caroline Leavitt, his spokesperson, was defending the Secret Service over a security breach last week at Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia, in which a club member was able to get this, a semi-automatic Glock handgun through security checkpoints and into the club, where he lives sometimes. The firearm never posed a danger to the president, but the Secret Service's search capabilities do. Listen to this. You know who was really pissed? The club member. The club member who inadvertently had the Glock in his bag that day when he entered the golf course was chagrined that the Secret Service had manually searched the bag without finding the gun. Oh my God. Oh my God. I wouldn't leave the White House. I wouldn't do it. I'd hunker down. The shaken and incensed club member who accidentally got the gun through, including having his bag searched by the Secret Service, they missed it, took the initiative to tell the Secret Service that he had accidentally got the gun through security and pressed the agents and officers protecting, we use that word loosely, protecting Trump at the golf course as to how they could have failed to find it. Other club members also wanted to know how the Secret Service could be sure there were no other weapons brought into the club that day. They don't have a clue. Again, folks, remember what happened. The two supervisors with the Secret Service who were in charge that day. So it was the crazy-eyed woman who used to run the Secret Service. She wasn't there. She's gone, right? They had to get rid of her. But underneath her is Sam Kerr, and he's the current head of the Secret Service. And this is really, actually, it's two under her. There was another guy. And then under him are the two supervisors who were running Butler that day. They got promoted. Lower ranking officers, some of whom had never worked those events before, got fired. Well, they weren't fired. They were put on leave. And they're probably back by now because I think the longest leave was like 6 months. And that's who's running stuff. He ain't going to make it. He's not going to make it to the end of his presidency. You know what we need to do today on Talk Radio? We need to start talking about this the way I just did. Use the, go get this article. Use it. Secrets, if you're listening to me for show prep, Secret Service missed Glock in bag at Trump golf course. It's real clear politics. He is not going to. And now he's out there telling everyone who will listen he's going to Charlie Kirk's funeral. Why? We don't need to know that. I don't want to know where you're going to be. If you must go to his funeral and I wouldn't do it, don't tell anyone you're going. Just go. And please, for the love of God, don't take J.D. Vance with you. Please don't take J.D. Vance with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.